you can do to prepare for it.
The fact that this defense has improved over the last few weeks, how much confidence does that give you going up against Rodgers and that high powered offense?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm kind of lost for words a little bit because it just shows the potential that we have as a unit. And as far as we're concerned, we should have been, putting up those kind of numbers all year. You see what happens when you win the turnover ratio. You see what happens when you continue to play that well on defense and you hold guys to 10 points. It's a pretty good outcome. But having said that, over the past, few weeks, we've had some solid ball games defensively, and I've had a lot of success at doing some of the things that we just kind of got better at just doing all year. Finally seeing some decent numbers. Just unfortunate that we only have a few wins to show for it.
Is the idea when you play an offense like that to make those, you got to make them earn everything they get? You can't give up those big chunk plays they're capable of making?
Well, that's any good ball club in this league. Packers are a playoff team. With playoff teams, you can't make mistakes. They're just too good. It won't allow you to make mistakes and get away from it. It's going to be a challenge for us individually too, because I think that there's some matchups that we have to expose that gives the team the best success. And so it's a challenge for us as a whole and individually.
Akeem says he's going to wear one layer. He's going to be a tough guy. How many layers are you going to wear?
Well, I got a few secrets, but I'll be wearing no sleeves. I won't wear any sleeves. I don't wear any sleeves, but I do have a few secrets in staying warm.
Really? Tell us. It's not a big – it's not going to tip the balance of the game here. Tell us.
Well, it could. It could be – I don't want the wrong people to kind of hear this information, so I'm going to kind of share that within the framework of my group of guys over here.
Did you say you played in Lambeau Field? If you have, what is it like? Everybody says it's so special.
Well, certainly, I think the biggest thing is just going out there and feeling the presence, the air smells different, just something about just saying that I'm getting a chance to play at Lambeau, kind of sends chills and a bit of an expression, a bit of unexplainable feeling goes through my body because of the rich history that organization has, not only, to that city, but to the NFL.
Feel like you can hear Vince Lombardi's voice?
Well, I don't want to hear Vince Lombardi's voice. Either I've had, one too many drinks or I'm hallucinating. But, I do believe, though, it's something to be said and, with having an opportunity to play in that stadium. And so, for me, it was my first ball game as a pro. My first preseason game on the road was at Lambeau. Back in 2004, so
he went preseason.
Yeah, it was preseason, but still, it's it was certainly warmer. But even throughout my 7 years in Seattle, we played some late ball games there, on the tundra, man. It's legit.